1月3号，神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山歌剧院的第二天两场演出再一次满座。神韵所展现出的跨越年龄、种族、语言的艺术魅力，吸引了许多人携家带口前去欣赏，以欣赏神韵晚会作为自己和家人的新年礼物。
对很多华侨家庭来说，神韵演出已经成为他们加强亲情的纽带。98岁的林老太太已经连续两年前来欣赏神韵晚会，老少三代一同度过了一个愉快难忘的夜晚。
好嗨，非常好嗨。
Oh, my mother loves the show. She loves it. She looks forward to this every year.
It was fun to see. I haven't seen anything like this before, so it was a nice change. All three generations are here with my dad and my grandma, so it was fun.
对谭先生一家人来说，共同观赏神韵艺术实现了他们久违的心愿。谭先生的儿女们特意从墨西哥城飞往旧金山，一家七人以欣赏神韵晚会开启新的一年。
Especially
to see the show, because they heard so much about the show, we missed the show last time, so this time we say we must come, we have to see the show.
在神韵晚会的现场，处处可以看到全家大小其乐融融的温馨景象。家住奥克兰市的李女士和丈夫都非常喜欢神韵的舞蹈。
跳舞啊，我喜欢跳舞啊，舞蹈啊，啊，很好啊。
喜欢那份的 dancing。
他们对每一个节目都爱不释手。
哪一个节目都很好。
哪一种都好，很好，很好。
说着一口流利英文的儿子和媳妇对神韵艺术也非常有共鸣。
Actually, it was really, really good. I expected a lot more, less of it, but it was actually a lot more better than I thought. Yeah, I wish to bring my daughter here maybe next year.
Yeah, it's my first time, so I like it very much.
对很多家庭来说，神韵演出也是一场文化寻根之旅。
Being of Chinese origin, descent, I have to see some of the beauty of China.
I like so much the Chinese culture. Very wonderful show.
We are family, you know?
是的，这一夜我们都是亲人。新唐人记者在加州旧金山的综合报道。
神韵艺术团在美国加州旧金山市已经连续三年进行演出了。那么当地的一些人士呢，已经把观看神韵演出当作年度新年看秀的传统。其中一位就是湾区时报艺术周刊的影剧评论员、自由剧评家阿尔伯特·古德维恩。
古德维恩也是 Imago 制作和市场公司的老板，他曾经担任剧院的舞台经理，他已经连续三年观看神韵晚会。他表示，神韵演出内容丰富而紧凑，演员之间协调配合非常的好。
As a director and stage manager, yes, I could see that. The choreography is wonderful. I counted. There was something like 26 dancers on stage at once. And they all, they moved exactly in time. And that's great when you can get that to happen. But sometimes it's a miracle when it does happen. That's hard to do.
古德维恩先生表示，他特别喜欢武松打虎以及天仙起舞的节目，这些节目都很精致美妙，与众不同，是他一生看过的最好的演出。神韵精致细腻而又充满正气的演出，让古德维恩的同伴流下了眼泪。
That just makes me cry. It's just so sad, but it's so good that you're bringing the message out in such a beautiful, incredibly beautiful way. The angels coming together, and then the man with the banner, and at the end, it was just like, yeah, you know.
古德维恩先生还说，来观看神韵的表演是一个很高尚的迎接中国新年的方法。
I think it's great that we all celebrate the turning of the year in this way, and this is a glorious way. This is a lot better than just playing champagne and fireworks.
新唐人记者袁科、韩宁，加州旧金山的采访报道。
在美国旧金山歌剧院的第六场神韵晚会继续吸引各界名流慕名前来。已故漫画传奇人物阿尔法多的儿子艺术家克里斯钦看完演出后表示，神韵通过舞蹈展现的传统不仅是中国文化的珍宝，也是世界的奇迹，并启发人思索自我的来源。下面请看报道。
Christian Alcala 生于漫画之家，父亲 Alfredo Alcala 是菲律宾和美国著名的漫画家。带有中国血统的 Christian 说，神韵所展现的传统引起了他对自身来源的思考。
I can see it tonight by the dances itself. That is basically the tradition and the treasures of China. those dances are very ancient and very sacred for me as an artist. Because if we try to embrace other culture, we kind of forget who we are. So with this performance, we look back of what we are and who we truly are.
Christian Alcala 是个多才多艺的艺术家，涉猎漫画、音乐等。他的父亲 Alfredo Alcala 是菲律宾漫画界的明星人物，70年代末移居美国，曾参与漫画《星球大战》《蜘蛛侠》的创作，90年代加入好莱坞电影动画制作。Alfredo 2000年因病去世，把漫画事业留给了儿子。Christian 尤其喜欢神韵的舞蹈节目。
The show is very nice, very very nice, especially the cultural dances and the traditional dances of China, especially the Miao traditional dance, ethnic dance.
新唐人记者张芬安琪在加州旧金山的采访报道。
摄影师 Moses 是第一次来观看神韵。他特别喜欢舞蹈中的仙子们舒展着水袖翩翩起舞，他希望有一天可以将这美丽的场景用作他摄影的背景。
I like the artistry of it, you know, the colors, you know, I like how everybody was in sync with everything, and I just like the show in general. It brought a lot of culture, a lot of understanding for me. The, what you call it, the fairies, the dance of the silks, you know, I think I can use that as a backdrop.
Brown 先生拥有一家时装设计公司，自己本身也是时装设计师。他对于演出中色彩的运用叹为观止。
Yeah, they're fantastic. The colors and everything was just absolutely fantastic. Just it was, it's just I mentioned to my daughter so many different times because they're stunning. They really are.
Christina 是一位有15年芭蕾舞经验的舞蹈演员。中国古典舞特有的朝天凳等技巧，极致的跳跃让她印象十分深刻。
So I really like to see the control and the poise and down to the finger. It's all in the right position.
新唐人电视台记者刘芳，旧金山采访报道。
1月5号，神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山歌剧院的第5场演出，现场气氛热烈，全场的观众呢在如潮般的掌声中起立，向台上的神韵艺术家们挥手致意。晚会也吸引了当地众多的艺术界人士，他们对神韵在舞蹈、音乐等各方面的艺术水平发自内心的赞赏，并表示呢要向同行来推荐神韵晚会。
有着35年专业经验的 James Zimmerman 从事德国巴伐利亚传统民间舞表演和编舞，今年是他第二次观赏神韵晚会。
Definitely top of the line professional, yeah, definitely great, everybody would enjoy the show, it's unbelievable.
Zimmerman 认为神韵舞蹈演员们优雅美丽的姿态，整齐流畅的动作，达到了舞蹈美的最高境界。
That's the beauty of a dance, because the beauty of a dance is not really how difficult it is, but how the dancers dance together, unified.
他滔滔不绝地称赞。
They're making it very easy, but it's actually very difficult. It takes a long time to do it that well. They're bringing their energy to the audience, and that's what makes it exciting.
指挥家黄世尧曾担任香港及旧金山室内乐团和全市乐团的指挥，他也是第二次观看神韵表演。
Music is very professionally done, and also the dancing is very good.
他很喜欢水袖舞，也非常欣赏武松打虎。
She was flipping over and all the things. That's very, very professionally done.
深爱二胡的作曲家赛颂飞对戚小春赞赏有加。
The performer is excellent. Xiao Chun is a wonderful player.I wish I could have heard a whole concert just with her.
他回味着戚小春演奏的《杜有缘》。
It's a very nostalgic kind of piece. It's almost showing reverence for the soul of China.
俗话说，内行看门道。这些艺术家们都表示要向同行大力推荐神韵晚会。
They must see it. Must see it. Yeah.
I'll tell them come to see the dance, and it's very good dancing, and the music is very good, and very professionally done, the sound, yeah.
And I hope that the musicians can come back and play more.
新唐人记者张芬、曾文彪在美国旧金山的采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山歌剧院进入最后一天演出的时候，有许多西方企业家们为能够亲身现场体验神韵艺术家们有感染力的演出而感到激动， 下面我们来看看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
Very well done. Excellent. I'm going to come and see it again. Then we're going to bring the wife back.
还只是观看了上半场演出，欧式挂毯商业主詹姆斯先生按捺不住内心的喜悦。
I loved it. I loved the color, the splendor, the grandness of it. Really beautiful, the panoramic sense. I've been to China many times, and it evoked much of the best in China and the best in people and love.
Inspiring to us. So it's good to see some of the culture and music and their talent.
拥有轮椅基金会的 Jeff Barron 和太太 Jane 则表示，天幕的运用让他随着舞台上的艺术家们穿越时空。
A lot of parts I've never been to, so it's makes me want to go back and see them for real.
国际网络公司老板 Scar 夫妇对晚会的制作精致赞赏有加。
Show was very inspiring, very energetic. I loved it. It was great.
It had a lot of messages in it that would be good for American audiences that they don't normally see.
1月7日，神韵晚会在旧金山的演出结束后，将在圣荷西表演艺术中心演出四场。新唐人记者加州旧金山的采访报道。
在华人聚集的美国旧金山，许多人对神韵不仅耳熟能详，更对演员们通过中国古典舞演绎中华传统文化的深远内涵赞叹不已。1月2日观看了神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山首次演出的华人说，神韵的舞蹈完美无比。下面请看来自旧金山的报道。
44岁来自上海的杨女士已是第四次观赏神韵演出，她赞叹神韵的舞蹈达到了完美的境界。
非常美，一次一次美，因为人在演，做的是人，但神在演，因为很大高大难度啊，人是做不出的，没有神的力量，没有做的那么完美。
教授中国传统武术多年的他解释，神韵演员呈现的优美舞蹈动作无人可比的原因，
整个一个人翻，他翻腾了，他那个圆形的，整个骨头都没有了，很柔软的一个翻过了。世界的好多舞作家呀，舞蹈家呀，但他们不可能做到，没有内在的东西不可能这么柔软。
同样来自上海的严女士说，神韵通过中国古典舞表现出中华传统文化的内涵，吸引了他们一家三代再次来到旧金山歌剧院观赏。
他把中国的文化通过舞蹈来表现出来，然后在很短的时间里让人们，特别是在西方的这个国家里面，能够体会到中国这种文化的博大精深呀，非常好的形式。
学习中国舞的女儿天歌说，从神韵舞蹈演员身上她学到了很多，
体会到就是中国古代那种韵味和那种感觉他们生活。
天哥表示，看了神韵后更激发了参加新唐人全球华人中国舞大赛的决心。
我觉得我可以更加努力跳得好，也许可以参加。
新唐人记者张芬安琪在旧金山的采访报道。
被誉为世界第一秀的神韵晚会1月2号晚上在旧金山歌剧院的第二场演出再次获得满堂彩，很多华人观众盛赞神韵是最好的演出，他们为神韵展现出正统中华文化之美而感到自豪。
今年是神韵晚会第四年来到旧金山，和往年相比，演出吸引了更多的华人观众慕名而来，很多华人和华人社区领袖在观看了演出之后赞叹神韵名不虚传，是一台顶级的世界级演出。
其实我在台湾就常常听到的神韵的演出的这个盛名啊，我今天算是第一次亲身的这个经历过，我真的很佩服这个大家表演的这种努力和用心。那这个也是，我相信应该是在我所海外所看到的华人演出是应该是最好的一次。
Really a good show. Yeah, and the choreography is incredible. The backdrop and the color and the costume is very, really first class. So I really recommend it. Young kids or Chinese young kids, that will be a great opportunity for them to see how it perform and how's everything go.
圣荷西狮子会会长林申莹女士表示，最感动神韵演出的用心程度。
演出非常非常好，那个你们整个那个交响乐团让我好感动，然后服装啊，那表演的都是很尽心，然后都表演得非常非常的好， 那我觉得应该是希望更多的朋友都能来看。
地产经纪蔡女士为神韵能够在旧金山上演感到自豪和骄傲。
很骄傲啊，我们做中国人做的讲，因为美国人在我隔壁，他们觉得很好，所以我觉得对中国人来说，我们是非常骄傲的。
任职于销售工作的 Lisa 是第二年观看神韵晚会，非常喜欢神韵的舞蹈和服装。
就是看到，就是刚才看到那一段，就是练法轮功那个，就是有一点想哭的感觉，对，觉得很温馨。
神韵晚会正在旧金山获得越来越多华人观众的支持和瞩目，想要一睹神韵风采的旧金山湾区观众可以查询神韵接下来从1月3号到12号的演出场次。新唐人记者在旧金山的综合采访报道。
一位媒体记者在观看了神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山的演出后表示，每个人都应该看神韵晚会，他愿意给大家买100张神韵晚会票，一起去看看是怎么回事。
刚看完神韵晚会的上半场，奥克兰邮报记者戴维斯考特就迫不及待地要求在镜头上分享他的感受。
Oh, it's incredible. It speaks of values, it speaks of culture, it's discipline, it's love.And it's also understanding for the culture. And I was just so, you know, moved. I almost cried. I was looking for some tissue, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm so moved. Because the passion is there.
虽然这是个有关中华文化的演出，斯考特从古的节目中感受到自己非洲祖先的精神。
I get the dancing, so it embraces all humanity. It embraces everybody. Anybody who has a heart.
斯考特认为，观赏神韵这样的表演对任何人都具有重要的意义。
Because it's important to embrace a culture, that way we can have appreciation for life and hope and wisdom and understanding and also, you know, for love. I'm just really moved as an African American to appreciate the culture of Shen Yin.
因此，斯考特表示要告诉他的读者一定要来看神韵。
I'm just so excited. I just can't get enough of it. I want to buy everybody a ticket. When you guys come back, I'll buy 100 tickets, no more. 100 tickets to anyone who wants to come. And for the youth, I want to bring my daughter, my granddaughter, I bring them all. Because it's important for them to understand and embrace the culture that we know very little about.
新唐人记者张芬乔露在旧金山的采访报道。
Daniel Driscoll 在旧金山社区大学任注册部门主管31年，他连续看神韵看了4年，并且介绍全家族的人来看，是神韵的忠实粉丝。
I have 165 people in my family. 150 bought tickets to come to this. I last year I watched all the program, all 7, or how many you had here, I forget. Okay. Then I went down to Flint.For 2 more performances.
丹尼尔对于歌唱演员的水平尤其倾心。
I'm going to tell you that one thing that surprised me is this tenor hitting a high C, and he holds it.
从1946年就开始每场不漏看歌剧的丹尼尔认为神韵演出与众不同。
I recommend it to anyone. I would, because it's very seldom that you can get a show.That is put together like this.
神韵演出通过观众的口耳相传，已经在旧金山湾区深植人心。
神韵纽约艺术团在北加州的巡演1月2号在旧金山歌剧院拉开序幕，首场爆满，出现了一票难求的景象。
I really will recommend. Probably today is in San Francisco, right? I will try to recommend them to go to San Jose to you know to take a.To see the show.
从来没有看见一个节目像神韵那么好的，这是我一生里面看过最好的节目，最好的舞台表演。谢谢你。
新唐人电视台记者刘芳，旧金山采访报道。
神韵晚会所呈现的节目，除了演员们高超的技巧和节目的精致外，它所展现的文化内涵，也让旧金山地区的华人们交口称赞。
神韵晚会致力于恢复中华文化传统的努力，让旧金山地区的华人感动不已。
这个神韵的晚会非常之好啊，
很感动，是啊，对，很美，
很了不起的事，我今天非常感动。
神韵晚会的节目所展现的文化内涵与传统，让华人们异口同声地发出赞叹。
比起我们海外
漂流这么年的华人一点就中国的文化传统啊，伦理道德啊，信仰啊。
因为他有属于入面有教育性，即系教到我哋中国嘅传统文化，对于父母啊，或者对于即系有嘅，即系一定要有教育，教孝心啊，孝心啫，对于父母啊，或者家庭嘅伦理啊，有孝心啫。
谢女士认为神韵能够唤醒人心灵深处的信仰，力量非凡。
很好的 performance， 很好的舞蹈演员，很好的歌唱家。但是呢，我想带来更深的意义，在每一个舞蹈歌唱里面，带来了人类的灵魂，最基本的一个灵魂，一个唤醒我们每一个人潜在的内心深处的最原始的那一股信仰和力量。
新华社记者加州旧金山采访报道。
1月7日晚10点，神韵纽约艺术团在著名的美国旧金山歌剧院的最后一场演出圆满落下帷幕。在连续5天7场的演出中，10000多现场观众享受了神韵以原创的歌舞音乐《服饰天幕》所展现的中华文化之旅。来自各界各地各族裔的新老观众纷纷表示，要推荐亲朋好友去看神韵。
神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山歌剧院的最后一场演出吸引了多元文化、族裔和职业背景，来自湾区、美国甚至世界各地的人们，而他们看完表演后的心情都是一样的热情洋溢。
很开心，非常开心，不论在那个动作还是什么的都是很好看，我看得很喜欢，真是很喜欢。
Oh, what a credible tenor, Mike. I wish I had a voice like that. I absolutely wish I had a voice like that.
This is just fantastic, absolutely gorgeous, very, very difficult choreography and lots of training, so it's really nice.
The opera singers were magnificent. All of the tenors, the sopranos, everybody beautiful.
And the choreography was just brilliant, I thought. It was so beautiful.
It was fabulous. It was fabulous. Beautiful, the dancing, the colors.
I've never seen such beautiful hues and combinations, and I wish our fashion world would take note from this, because I thought it was just a wonderful, wonderful show.
We came to Istanbul, and here we meet China, here. It's very exciting.
那么他们会如何对亲朋好友描述与神韵共度的这一美好的夜晚呢？
It was awesome, it was wonderful, it was breathtaking, it was tear-jerking at moments, but beautiful.
It is great. It is fabulous, and they should see it.
I'm going to tell them if they can check it out before, if they can catch it down in San Jose before they go, absolutely, to go see it.
Everybody's got to see the show. Everybody. All ages.
我就叫他们说一定要来看。非常非常棒。
接下来神韵纽约艺术团将从1月8号到10号在高科技重镇圣荷西进行3天4场的演出。新唐人记者张芬在美国加州旧金山的采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在著名的旧金山歌剧院的演出让许多当地的音乐家们慕名而来。神韵以中国古典舞在动静之间展示女子的柔美，男子的阳刚，以中西合璧的现场伴奏乐团展现人类正统文化的精髓，引起音乐家们的共鸣，让他们倾心不已。
杰夫·威伯与艾丽西亚·泰尔福德分别在奥克兰东湾交响乐团、伯克利加大音乐系任职。看完神韵晚会的他们无法掩饰内心的喜爱和兴奋。
I could feel so many different spirits going on with it, so bravo. I felt a communal, real interesting communal spirit on the stage of everybody very much caring.That was pretty it was a lot of people there all feeling the same way at one time about one thing.
作为音乐家，他们为中西合璧的神韵乐团所陶醉。
I heard Gustav Mahler, I heard Aaron Copland, I heard some country tunes, I heard the world in this music, yet it was distinctly Chinese.
And the erhu player is wonderful.
他们觉得神韵的舞蹈动作带有诗意，非常美妙。
It was very, very beautiful. The dancing, the timing, the rhythm, the movement was really lovely.
So much hard work.
Carried a lot of the same beautiful kind of very poetic motions with the body. It was very, I was really impressed with the movement. Everybody, I could look at everybody at once and just feel great, and then look at any individual dancer, and they would all be right in sync. It was very special.
新唐人记者加州旧金山的采访报道。
美国加州的旧金山呢，是一个世界经济和文化艺术的大都市，也是华人最早移民来美的聚居地。近年来，许多大陆的新移民也选择生活在这座城市，他们中的许多人被神韵晚会深深的吸引，并为自己能够观赏到这么一台纯善纯美的艺术响宴而感到幸运。
感到很幸运啊，是的，真的很幸运。
三年多前从广东移民到旧金山的陈信夫妇已是神韵三年的粉丝，他们为什么会一遍又一遍的观看神韵晚会呢？
我看了第一次还要想看，有一种很舒服的感觉。
是啊，觉得很棒，真的很漂亮，很精彩，啊，很感人，精神面貌啊，就是那个很服装啊，都很精彩，这个那感觉很专业，就是感觉到他那个艺术，就是那个艺术很好，就是从前没看到那么好的也的舞蹈。
同样感觉幸运的还有刚从湖南来探亲的周女士。
我特别喜欢看，我是第二次到美国来，这个节目是我最喜欢看的。
不过周女士与女儿陈女士一家来看晚会是出于一个偶然的机缘。
本来准备去看电影，结果那个电影院走错了没有看，然后他们跟我介绍这个，我就带她过来看。
陈女士表示，神韵的舞蹈表演非常专业，展现了中华传统文化艺术，不仅母亲喜欢，连四岁的女儿也安安静静的欣赏。
对啊，我会介绍给我朋友，会跟他们讲讲，让他们来看。对，不看的时候就不知道，一看觉得真的很不错。
或许就是通过亲朋好友的口耳相传，越来越多的大陆移民走进了旧金山歌剧院，满怀欣喜地观看神韵演出。
挺好看，挺
好看。啊，挺好啊。
很好看，很好看。哦，舞蹈，我喜欢他们舞蹈，服装，好像那个盘子舞，那个很感动，看得真的很感动。
新唐人记者张芬、张文彪在旧金山的采访报道。
对于很多西方人士来说，古老的中国是既遥远又神秘，似曾相识而又模糊不清。然而神韵纯善纯美的演出再现了中土神传文化的精髓，为西方观众开启了一个全新的文化视角。
观看神韵演出是传媒心理学家克里斯多福·莫林先生特意为夫人准备的生日惊喜，神韵晚会让他们经历一场独特的中华文化体验之旅。
I just like the expression of culture through dancing and music. I think it gives me a very artistic view of the culture.
莫林女士对古色古香而又绚丽多彩的舞蹈服饰情有独钟。
To see the costumes, which I notice are echoing the nature scenes that are behind them, they have the same colors and the same feel, and it's just been absolutely a beautiful opportunity to immerse myself into that kind of culture.
另一对 MacFarlane 夫妇则表示，观看神韵演出让他们对中华文化有了全新的认识。并学习到很多东西。
People are going to learn there's a lot more to Chinese dance and music than just acrobats.
从事精神治疗法的 Mike Fowler 女士特别注意到现场中西合璧的交响乐。
It's moving. It's very, you know, makes you move inside when you watch it. It's very beautiful. And the music is really nice too. I didn't realize it was a mixture. I knew it was Chinese music, but I didn't realize there was also some Western culture thrown into that music. But it blends nicely.
而从事物理科学研究的先生 Mike Fowler。则陶醉于中国传统舞极强的人物刻画与故事表现力。
I like how every scene tells a different story.
新唐人记者加州旧金山的采访报道。
一月五日，加州布里斯本市议员塞比·理查逊在旧金山歌剧院第二次观赏了神韵晚会。他说，去年观赏神韵，感受到的是演员和服饰的色彩绚丽美好，而今年的神韵带给他的是意外的惊喜，让他看到了更深的内涵。
And tonight, I actually got something totally different.Which is really exciting.
布里斯本市议员 C.P. Richardson 说，去年他看到的只是表面，今年让他感受到整台晚会更深沉的精神内涵。他深深地感谢神韵给他增添的精神力量。
It's putting oil in the lamp to keep the lamp burning. It's remarkable and did a fabulous job. Fabulous. I feel like I'm living with a lamp.
他认为神韵的节目适合与孩子们精神层面的内涵教育。
Tonight program is a perfect program for parents to come over, bring their kids, bring the family members, and through dance and performance and through these colors to truly teach the kids the meaning of life, the meaning of just not to be so much into ourselves, but there is something bigger out there.
同时他也为中国人有着这样丰富多彩的文化遗产而感到骄傲。
I think what I'd like to tell the audience, get off the couch, get out of the couch, get out of the home, and participate in reviving and continuing this beautiful heritage that beautiful, incredible, talented people of China have.Pass it to future generation and passing it to the entire world. This was fabulous, and I think all the Chinese people should be very proud of their heritage.
以上新唐人记者刘芳安琪，加州旧金山的采访报道。
在北加州旧金山演出的神韵晚会吸引了加州地区慕名前来的人士，其中有远从南加州前来观看的世界少女冲浪冠军。
住在南加州 Ventura 的世界少女冲浪冠军明慧及明真布朗与父母及亲友们一起观赏了纯善纯美的神韵演出。
It was actually really nice. I liked the colors of the outfits and everything and how everything flowed really well. And it was eye-opening and It's a good thing that, you know, we have these performances.
学习过中国民族舞蹈并常参加社区表演的明真对于舞蹈的编排赞叹不已。
It was really nice watching these performances and the dancers were amazing.
Yeah, they were really well choreographed.
Yeah, it was great.
明慧及明真在冲浪运动中表现杰出，小小年纪就屡在世界级冲浪比赛中拔得头筹，并且也在多项比赛担任裁判。
我喜欢神韵很多。
母亲来自于台湾，他们对中华文化并不陌生。通过神韵，他们更爱中国的文化。新唐人记者薛丽，加州旧金山采访报道。
在观看了神韵晚会之后，我们看有许多中西方观众都有一个共同的感觉，那就是这台演出蕴含着精神层面的内涵，给他们带来内心的震撼，使他们感到快乐向上。那么这种力量源自于何处呢？这与中华传统文化的艺术又是什么样的联系？旧金山音乐博士作曲家赛颂飞在旧金山歌剧院观赏了神韵晚会之后谈了他的理解。他说，神韵是非常时期的超凡作品。
赛颂飞说，他从神韵节目美轮美奂的天幕背景和色彩缤纷的服饰中感受到了中华神传文化的内涵。
There is a great deal of respect for traditionand respect for ancestors and tradition kind of go together. Almost a dream world of perfection, which we do not see in real life because the colors are not that good outside. The sky is not that blue over China anymore.
赛颂飞认为灵性和精神因素是传统文化艺术的内涵所在。从西方历史来看，艺术的发展与宗教信仰是密切相关的。而神韵恰恰唤醒了大家重新思考这个问题。
I think we forget sometimes that the Western tradition of the arts is built on a lot of it's a lot of it is built from religious feelings. You know, you go to the art museums, you see a lot of religious works or works when you hear the music of Baroque music, for example, a lot of that is religious music.And the Western development of the arts, music, is very much based on religion. But it's not something that we, as a secular society, recognize very carefully anymore.
热爱中国音乐的赛颂飞拥有加州大学伯克利分校的音乐硕士以及加州大学洛杉矶分校的音乐博士学位，曾获得美国国家科学基金会的奖学金，到北京中央音乐学院学习二胡。目前在旧金山研究民族音乐作曲以及演奏中胡。 他表示，虽然自己有不同的信仰，但他尊重其他的宗教信仰，而且可以从那里汲取人生意义和精神力量。
We all want to make a difference in the world. We want to be here on this world for a purpose and to fulfill that purpose. Extraordinary circumstances produce extraordinary works.
新唐人记者张芬、曾文彪在旧金山的采访报道。
美名远扬的神韵吸引了许多艺术界人士。有一位居住在旧金山的前中国民族舞舞蹈演员，几年来反复观摩神韵舞蹈演员们的表演。看完了神韵纽约艺术团在旧金山歌剧院的第四场演出，他毫不掩饰内心的喜悦，称赞神韵为中国人长了志气。
赵冰冰曾经是中国西南某歌舞团的民族舞蹈演员兼报幕员，已经是第四次观看神韵演出，每次都看到全新的节目，尤其是得知神韵舞蹈演员大多数是生长在海外的华人时，他感到特别兴奋。
哦，我简直是大吃一惊，这些孩子的功夫真好，每一个都有独跳的那个技能啊，都可以翻，都可以转身翻，不错不错，我觉得我很感动，我觉得为我们中国人长志气。
赵冰冰认为神韵的编舞非常新颖，是自己在大陆演艺界几十年里都从来没有看到过的。
他的构思非常好，像我们以前跳舞嘛都没有看过这些，那我想为什么没看过，因为他们在美国的土地上，他们自己编的，自己用中国的历史来编的这些舞是非常非常的好，非常的新颖，真的，特别是皮善救母，这真的太好了。
看到年轻的神韵舞蹈演员们扎实的基本功、高超的技能，并能把不同民族的舞蹈表现得惟妙惟肖，赵冰冰跃跃欲试地表示，希望有机会把自己所记得的一些民族舞与他们分享。新唐人记者在旧金山的采访报道。